welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Quiet. All right, next up. You know, I've been asking the Lord for a while now what to do about the debt of the church. And we talked about being debt-free in 2023. This is your last day to get your tax break on any giving. So just want to make a reminder that, you know, we've done such an amazing job towards the building fund. We haven't pushed it. We haven't thrown it around. We've mentioned it here and there and just put the slide up. And you guys rallied, man. I think we've raised like 225 out of 300,000 that we needed to knock the debt out of the church. And you know what? I'm believing God for it. I am believing and praying that, you know, we're going to be debt free from all of that this coming year. And, you know, God just told me to put it before you guys and let you know. I believe that he wants to do a financial miracle for us. And I believe it'll be miraculous. It's everybody doing a little bit, everybody doing what they can. It's like Nehemiah building the wall. You know, it's every brick, everything. And I just believe that we're gonna see ourselves free from the building payment. And you know, we actually wanted to self-insure and save ourselves like $15,000, but until we pay the building off, we can't self-insure the building. So, you know, insurance is through the roof right now. It's ridiculous. So once we pay the building off, we're going to self-insure the building, and we're going to start putting that money in an account. And, you know, we're just going to believe God to keep our buildings safe. And if something does get damaged, we'll fix it. We'll raise the money that way, because paying these insurance companies right now is ridiculous. I know you're all feeling it. I think we're all feeling all of that. But, you know, there's something extraordinary about giving to God, though, and being generous. And we're going to talk about that more in 2024. I believe God's opening the door for me to begin to share with you guys some strategies and different things that he's given to successfully navigate through your life. So I want to talk to you today about just closing out the year. Anybody ready to close out 2023, man? It's like, goodbye. Have a nice day. You know, and we're going to let it go, right? So, yeah, it's just time. But Christmas just landed, and the New Year is tonight. Everybody say New Year's. So New Year's tonight, okay? So Happy New Year. So I probably won't see you at the party. I won't be there, though. No. You know, we're in full vacation mode, aren't we? Anybody still in vacation mode? My son called yesterday, and he called his mom. He's like, you know, Mom, I just don't, I have so many things to do, and I don't feel like doing any of them. It's like, I got a long list of all these things that have to happen, and let's just go to lunch. And you're treating. Now, he treated, right? Or one of them did. But, you know, as we move into the new year, let's eat, drink, make merry, but don't make too merry, okay, tonight. You know, as we investigate the new year, I started looking at this, and, you know, the new year, the fun's going to end. You know, haven't you been looking forward to Christmas all year? It's been exciting. We're ready to go. We're ready to see everything and get everything and enjoy everything. And for some of us, like, I had to go make things happen, Pastor. You don't understand. But it's all going to be over tonight. The holidays are going to end. And to truly experience a new start and to head into the next year, you must finish all the old stuff You got to finish what's in your life in 2023. We got to put some things behind us, and we've got to begin to move forward with God. And how are we going to, you know, do that? I mean, first, we have to look at, you know, 2023 and say, what do I need to look at from 2023? What do I need to evaluate about the year and look at maybe letting some things go and letting some things come into our lives? You see, I believe that the theme for 2024 is going to be an open door. I feel like God says, I'm about to open the door. And you know what happens when a door opens? Things come in and things also go out, right? So I feel like God wants me to share with you a little bit today about things that need to come in, things that need to leave, things that need to be evaluated and looked at as we head into the next year. And, you know, we must look to 2024. We can't look at 2023 anymore. It's gone. Thank goodness for some of you, right? Thank goodness some of the things in 2023 are gone. They're not coming back. And then some things are going to, you know, come into 2024. It's going to be amazing. But how do we wrap up the year of 2023? It's a question of the day. How do we wrap it up? And my answer to you is this: with God's help. Right? We don't know everything that we need to do. We don't have the vision of God for our lives without it going to him to get it first. So we've got to begin to prepare ourselves and look at, you know, how do we end well? And I was looking at that topic and I found this scripture, very fascinating scripture in Ecclesiastes 7:8. How many of you guys know Ecclesiastes is like, it all amounts to nothing, you know? It's a crazy book, but I found this line and it really resonated with me in Ecclesiastes 7:8. It says, the end of a thing is better than its beginning. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. But the first line, the end of a thing is better than its beginning. The end of 2023 is better than the beginning of 2023 was. Well, you don't know what happened to me this year. Well, you don't know what happened to me this year. But here's the bottom line. You are better at the end of 2023 than you were at the beginning. And yes, you went through some things. Your life handed you some lemons. But you know what? God has shown us how to make lemonade in life. Come on. You know, now that Christmas is going to be behind us, the real work begins. It's called undecorating. Come on back. Remember what Tammy said, right? You know, it's time for what we've looked forward to all year, Christmas, to come to an end. Everybody's like got real quiet. Like, yeah, he's right. This is going to happen. It's the worst part of Christmas to me. I hate it. I hate undecorating and doing all of that, you know. Think about it this way. Jenna, she's like, Dad, I want is a telescope for, you know, Christmas. So we got her a telescope. We pull it out. We get it out of the box. And we go to put it all together. And we screw the one main screw that holds the lens in. And it strips out. And the lens pops out. It's a cheap piece of junk. $70 online. Okay, so we buy that. And now I'm like, oh, we got to send it back. So you ever try to put something back in the box? For real. I'm like, literally, if I had hair, I'd be tearing it out over there trying to get it out. I could not get a hold of any. But I'm sitting there. Finally, I just shoved it all in the bag, in the box, and just taped the box up and put the label on it and shipped it back. So let somebody else deal with that. You know, in our lives, though, we can't just throw everything in a box and ship it away. We got to put everything together and we got to lay it aside. Does that make sense? But, you know, returning that telescope was just the beginning, okay? I finally threw it in the bag. I said, it's impossible. And you know what? With God, all things are possible. You can put 2023 away. And you can move into 2024, but how about when you're undecorating the house? You know, you're like every little clip and you're putting the lights up and all that. And then it's like, all right, Christmas is over. And you take the lights and the clips are flying everywhere. You're running them over with the lawnmower later. And you're like, I don't care until next year. You ball the lights up and you throw them in the thing. And you're like just cramming it to get the box, the lid to shut. Is it just me? Because undecorating is a chore to me. I'm like, oh, really? I put it off as long as I can. Mimi set a date, so we'd have to. That's my life. People set dates for me, so I have to do things. Can I make an open confession to you in church? I'm pretty transparent. You guys know that, but I'm a procrastinator. I'm a procrastinator. I put things off till the last minute. She'll tell you. You know? You know, and then I get in a hurry and I don't do it the best. It's like, I'm just trying to get it done, right? You guys have projects around your house. Don't laugh at me. Because I know all the unfinished business around the house. I have some, you know, and my wife reminds me very frequently, I might add, every day about the list of honeydews and the things, right? Take, for instance, the house was hit, what, 5 years, 4.5, 5 years ago by the tornado? 5 years ago, my house was hit by a tornado. Ask me if I've put the soffit back yet. You know what I tell her, right? She's like, we need to get that soffit done. There's squirrels living in the attic. There are. They're very comfortable at my house. She feeds them. She says, what do you want for Christmas? I want a squirrel feeder to attract more squirrels to live in our house. It's true. True story. So I said, I'm working on it. I'll get around to it. So you know what I got for Christmas? No. I'm kidding. I didn't get one for Christmas, but we've had one at our house and it's been pulled out a few times. It's like, hey, I'll get around to it. No, I have one for you. Here, go do it. You know, before we start a new year, it'd be wise to close out the old year first. Let me say, close out the old year. What do we need to look at in the next week or two? You know, this isn't an emergency or anything, but what do we need to look at in our lives and what do we need to close out in 2023, leave it behind or, you know, set it apart and say that's over in our lives? Because as we stand looking to a new year, we don't want to carry the baggage of yesterday into our tomorrow. Right? Some of y'all got baggage. Somebody say baggage. Look at your neighbor and go, I don't have any baggage. But as we start looking at the new year, it's essential. Yeah. We all got baggage. Right? I don't know how they even got that like that. I've looked almost like that going with a missions team into the airport. But as we go through the year and we stand looking at 2024, it's essential that we reflect on the past, that we look back at 2023 and we go, what went on in 2023 that I need to close out in my life, that I need to put a finish line on, that I need to, you know, be done with? Or then we got to evaluate, where are we at right now? What is our present moment looking like? And how do I keep 2023 in 2023 and not let it affect my 2024? See, that's called envisioning your future. You know, we've got to lay every weight aside. We've got to, you know, let everything in our past go And then we've got to come into this next year with fervor, with power, with the anointing of God and the vision of God for our lives so that we can walk in a way that God has never walked with us before. Somebody say, I want more in 2024. Do you? Do you want more? I know you do. So how do we do this? I want to look at a few different ways that we can finish strong and move into the new year. So we can finish strong. We're the church of Jesus Christ. We can finish strong. We can look at our past and we can put it behind us. We can wash it and cleanse it in the blood of Jesus. And we can, as the righteousness of God in the church of Jesus Christ, walk into 2024 with a whole new perspective, with a whole new plan, with a whole new vision from God. Or we can just relive the same vision for 2023 for 2024 and get everything we got last year. Right? So I want to look at this. Remember in Ecclesiastes, right? Our ending must be better than our beginning. So what happened in 2023 has made you stronger. You're wiser. You're more filled with God than you were at the beginning of 2023 as you're walking into 2024 because you've spent the time to spend time with him. You've showed up for Thursday night Bible college. You've come to the men's group. You've been on church, in church on Sundays. You're growing. So here's a few basics, and we're going to cover these in a series in the next few weeks. But, you know, the first one is this. What are your core values? When's the last time you actually just looked at yourself in the mirror and said, hey, what's your core values, buddy or girl? Hey, girl, what's your core values? And how have they grown over the past year? Your core values are like your belief in God. What do you really believe about God in your life? What do you believe about the desire that you have to reach others with the truth of God in your life? You see, up until this point in your life, you are the subtotal today of everything that you've experienced up to this point. And you have built core values from the decisions that you've made, from the experiences that you've had, from the hurts that people have caused you, all the way up to the glorious moments that you've experienced in your life. All of that has built a core belief system in your heart and in your life that says, this is who I am. Is God a part of that? Do you pray? Do you read the word? I didn't read the word enough in 2023, and I read the word. But I didn't read it enough. I could have read it more. I let things get in the way. I let things distract me. I let things keep me from praying at times when I needed to pray. There's times of prayer that I know that I need to implement in my life, and I've let other things get in the way. Even my own pride I've let get in the way. Am I going to continue to live that way in 2024? Or am I willing to lay it down and allow God to give me fresh vision for this new year? Am I willing to change my core belief system and re-implement God into it at a greater degree? Because I'm busy. You know, I spend so much time working for God sometimes that I forget to spend time with him. As a pastor, that can happen to you. It can happen to you as well. You can get so busy working, so busy momming, doing the kids and all of that. You can be having your own business. We have our own, you know, managing your family. All that can consume, and you can prioritize wrong in your life and miss out on the biggest blessings that God has for you if you're not careful. So your core values are very important. And then I looked back and I was like, in what areas of my life did I overcome some things in 2023? I overcame a few things, and how can I overcome more things in my life? You know, what do you need to overcome from 2023? What do you need to lay aside? What do you need to walk in victory over in 2024? Because many of you experienced some tremendous losses this year. I was with you. Some of you took damage in 2023, right? Loss of loved ones, family, careers, marriages, finances. We've taken damage. I mean, look at inflation. How are we even doing it? I don't know. I don't know how any of us are even doing it. Everything's doubled in price in the last year and a half. It's only by the grace of God on our nation that we're able to even maneuver and survive through this inflation that is happening to us all. I'm feeling it. I know you're feeling it. But we can overcome. See, we don't serve inflation. We serve the King of Kings, the God of provision, our provider. Yeah, amen. Come on. He will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So get in Christ Jesus so that all of your needs will be met. Right? If you're going to try to do it in your own strength, which I'm really good at trying to do, you're going to get worn out. But then again, look at what we've accomplished this year. As a church, as individuals, some of you have had some extraordinary victories in your lives this year. Some of you have gotten filled with the Holy Spirit this year, and you're learning how to walk with God in a new way, a new power, a new strength. The anointing is coming on your lives, and you're seeing the power of God released through you. Some people have told me this year, I prayed for somebody for the first time after going to the Bible college on Thursday. Pastor, you encouraged me to pray for somebody, and I prayed for somebody, and their headache got healed. It was the greatest. It was incredible. That's huge. We've accomplished a lot. I mean, we gave away a house in the Dominican as a church. We gave a house away. We've worked in the mission field. We've done incredible things. We've changed the landscape of a school. For real. Yes. We're praying with teachers every Monday. We're getting up early and praying at 7 a.m. And they're coming. You know, we were able to bless that. Every teacher got something from our church this year. It's just a little gift card, but it says something. It says you're thought of. We've accomplished a lot. But there's more that can be done. What skills, think about this, what skills do you want to develop or enhance this year in your life? We got to think about this, because if we don't plan, we won't do anything. We got to set goals. I hate setting goals. It's like praying for patience. You set a goal, then now you got to go accomplish it. Now you got to do it. That's why you just set a goal, so that you'll actually go and do it. But I don't want to do it. I'm a procrastinator. I want to wait till the last minute and try to get it done. So what skills are you working on? What goals are you setting? You know, look at this. We've got, you could set a goal this year that, you know, that beautiful, amazing bulletin that Mimi prints? There's so many different things to do in that. I'm going to commit to do one of them. I would start with the Thursday night Bible college, man. Where are you going to get Bible college for free? You want to grow in the Lord? Come to Thursday night. So we're just teaching. We're teaching straight up Bible curriculum for free. You know, you don't get a degree, but you get set free. Hey, I am rhyming today. I'm a poet. I don't even know it. I rhyme all the time.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful.
Yes, I am. Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.